Ghost Beast!
Ghost Beast.
Ghost Beast!
A horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
We watched Wolfman. Oh, woo! That's just for you. From 2025. This is the first horror movie we've seen in 2025. And it's directed by Lee Whannell, who's he's one of the people that created Saw, and he also directed Upgrade and Invisible Man, both movies we like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might have been like the one reason to be excited about this movie. Because I'll be honest, when I first saw like the trailers and stuff for this, it definitely looked like a mid-range Blumhouse movie.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I agree.
I think that was probably the common perception of it. But I will say, like, I was kind of interested because it looked like the direction they were taking was to really treat it like a virus. You know, like, it's less of a monster movie and it's more of, like, the process of going through, like, being infected by this and turning into a werewolf. And I did see afterwards that he was really inspired by, like, The Fly and stuff like that. Okay. Like, I think he wanted it to be about that. And, you know, leaning into, like, the body horror stuff. And I think that was, like, it was a good idea. But I think at the end of the day, it is just, like, a mid-range Blumhouse movie, I hate to say. Because we actually saw this in theaters. I definitely, when I first heard about it, was like, this sounds like a streaming movie,
yeah,
you know, to wait for. But we hadn't been on a boba date in a while, so figured might as well go see. It was like the only thing playing.
Yeah.
And it's always nice going to theaters. Before we get into spoilers and everything, so I guess you kind of agree with how I feel about it.
It definitely seemed like a straight-to-streaming kind of movie when I saw the trailer. Like, yeah. I agree. But I honestly, like, when we were going to see it in theaters, I was like, okay, maybe it'll surprise me.
Yeah, that's what you always hope for.
Yeah.
And it wasn't getting, like, terrible reviews or anything. I did see, you see Robert Eggers is talking about doing a werewolf movie?
Okay.
He's really trying to conquer, like, all of the fucking monsters. I'd really be here for that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, with this, I mean, the problem is, like, it's not a bad movie, you know? It's just very average.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it feels like nothing really gets taken as far as it should. I mean, everything from, like, I think what they do with the body horror stuff, people had to have seen what the Wolfman looks like by now. I mean, it's in the trailers and stuff. They don't really hide it.
I don't know.
But the design is, like, it's very much, like, it's leaning into the body horror and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're really making it look like a virus that's infecting you instead of just a full-on werewolf monster, which again, like, conceptually I think is cool, but also it's kind of ugly and, like, not cool looking, you know what I mean?
No, it definitely could have used a little bit of stylization. It comes across with the concept, but it really needs to be pushed further. Everything needed to be pushed further, honestly. Like, some of the ideas were cool. I don't want to mention one of them because it might be a spoiler, but I don't know, it was just kind of not impressive. I don't know. I don't want to be mean.
Well, these are always, like, the least fun to talk about because it's just like, yeah, it was okay, sure. But I guess I really want to stress that, like, yeah, conceptually, I think I'd sum it up as, like, conceptually everything makes sense and is pretty cool, but, like, the execution is not cool.
This might have been, like, a budget issue or a time issue, you know?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Well, it's not even just that, because obviously you could still do a lot with a small budget.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, like, part of it's also the story, because overall, like, the idea of someone being infected with this virus and, like, their family having to deal with that, because that's the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's going out to this, like, isolated house that he grew up in, like, mm-hmm. out in the middle of the woods with his family that lives in the city. And that's when, like, all this stuff happens. So it's, like, they're very much isolated in this, like, foreign environment. And so there's something there about, like, the family having to wrestle with this and, you know, struggle with watching the father change.
Yeah.
But even that stuff, like, the little girl, his daughter, she's, like, not a character in this movie at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she's just kind of there.
Yeah.
And even the relationship between him and his wife, It's like they kind of set something up early on, and then it just nothing else happens with it.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because that was also confusing to me. It did, I could not tell what their relationship really was, like how it was
Yeah.
progressing or regressing.
We can get more into that when we're talking spoilers, but it's just overall, it's like every part of it felt like very safe and bland and kind of like predictable. And I never like being super negative on here. I'd rather like celebrate horror movies and focus on like the stuff it does well. But I think that's the thing is like there was a really interesting movie in here if they had just like pushed it a little further. You know what I mean? Like I cuz I really do think the concept is cool. And everything cuz I was reading all about the production and his inspiration and the way that like all of the effects for the werewolf are practical. Like they deliberately didn't want to use any digital effects. Like all of that stuff is like fuck yes. Like this is exactly what I would want from a werewolf movie now. And it just feels like the execution was super lacking. So I don't know what else to say about that before we just get into spoilers, but it's like it's an okay movie. You know, it's like I said, it's not bad. It's very okay. So I mean, once it's streaming, I think it's a lot easier to recommend it, but maybe you don't need to go to the theater to see it. Do you have anything else?
No.
So let's get to spoilers. So from the beginning, it is a decent setup. I think it had me from early on because it has him as a kid with his dad, and you're already hearing that there's some kind of virus that's going around like out in the wild. And I don't remember how they like explain it in the beginning. Was it just like something they thought was infecting animals?
I honestly can't remember completely, but I think they made it seem like it was some like indigenous ancient
Oh
virus, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah, I think there was something like that to it. But that like it sets up what the story is, that it's about a virus specifically. And then yeah, cutting forward and seeing that like he got away from this and he's living in the city. He has this weird marriage. Because I like they give you so little time with that before they jump into the movie that I was really trying to figure out like what's going on with their marriage. Like, is it because she works a lot? Is it because he's got like a bad temper? It's just like problems in the marriage,
Yeah,
you
I
know?
guess. Like, they really don't go into it at all. They really just scrape the surface.
Yeah, that's another thing that's like, it's a part of all the good concepts that just don't play out. Because having like that kind of conflict between them before all this starts could have added like a lot of depth to that. But they very quickly, it's like, okay, apparently his dad passed away and they have to go out to his house to get his stuff. And he's like, oh, we can go take a vacation out there. And immediately it was obvious that his dad turned into a fucking werewolf,
Oh,
of
yeah.
course.
As soon as you see the certificate, you're like, okay, well, he's obviously a werewolf.
It's funny because it felt like they treated that like a reveal later on, but it's just like, duh, like of course his dad's the werewolf. Like you just know that. Especially when you see him, he's got like white hairs and stuff. It's like, yeah, it's the fucking dad.
Do you remember when we were in the theater as they were setting up the reveal, which was obvious? There's like a man in there who goes,
It's
it's a
his
dad.
dad. Yeah.
It's his dad. And
It's
it's
like a
like,
little late, dude.
but it was just like, what I don't understand about that is like, first of all, why? Why do you feel to
Well,
announce that
there's
to the
always
whole
those
theater?
people who like feeling smart because they figured out a twist or something. Which, by the way, that's not what we're doing.
No.
But that's part of what made it funny was it felt like, yeah, like
Like,
duh,
duh.
like of course that's what it is.
Maybe you should have shouted that out a little earlier.
Yeah. As soon as the time goes forward, it's like, Dad's a werewolf. That's what I should have
Just what bothered me about it is like, what if there are people in the theater who didn't know? So you just spoiled it
Yeah,
for everybody in
sure.
the
Of
theater,
course,
you know?
that too. It's like you don't really need to say anything when you're in the theater, turns out.
No.
It's
Turns
better if you
out,
just don't talk.
when you go to a movie, you just watch what?
Yeah. But anyways, but then it's like yeah, I think that's part of the problem is I was pretty bored through a lot of it because every scene just felt like it felt very predictable. Mm-hmm. It was just like, of course, they get attacked, they go back to the house, they try to escape the house. It's just like everything is like very, you've kind of seen it before. And that's really like, as much as I'm trying not to be like super negative, I really am criticizing it because I think like this could have been so much better.
Yeah.
Seriously, all the conceptualization and everything is so cool. I just wish that they had done more with it. Because it is cool, like, when he first starts changing. I do like the fact that usually in a werewolf movie, the change is, like, you know, this big, crazy, sudden scene, you know? Mm-hmm. And in this, the fact that it's stretched out over, like, the whole movie, and you're just seeing it, like, very gradually, I think that's a really cool change. Even though it starts to introduce, like, the problem with the family dynamic, because it's, like, his daughter, I guess they're trying to shield her from all this, but it just means that she's not a character in like the any of the rest of the movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she kind of just she's just there, and yeah, she's
to be
just
protected.
Yeah, she's just that constant reminder of the first scene.
Yeah,
where it's like, I love you and I protect you, and that's literally all yeah. that we know about the character.
That's too bad. They could have yeah. done a lot more with that. And then yeah, with his wife, that too, it just feels like very kind of one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
I did think, like, when he starts changing and they cut to his vision and everything looks weird and he can't, like, make out what they're saying, that was a really cool idea, though.
Yeah, that was what I was talking about in the intro.
Oh, yeah.
I think the way that they stylized that was cool, but again, I feel like it could have been pushed further and mm-hmm. we could have seen more of that because it looks, like, it looks cool.
And that's definitely a TikTok filter, I bet.
Probably.
It basically kind of looked like a TikTok filter eventually.
Yeah, it really, I think some like extra art direction could have helped there a little bit. And yeah. I don't want to like, you know, step on toes, but I just feel like it could have been really cool. And I feel like it could have like really added to the movie a lot more.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
And all the practical effects are like super good.
Yeah.
Like that was a really good decision.
They're convincing. To do that.
Yeah, they work really well. I don't think the design, like it's, again, it's like the design is cool conceptually, but it's just not cool. It's not like a cool werewolf, like, you know?
I feel like I've seen snapshots of different werewolf comics that have had that like kind of look to it, but I do feel like it could have really been pushed and stylized and added some cool lighting or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
And even just, the like core themes of the story, like, cause it is a lot of it's about like, grief and, you know, losing someone close to you.
Yeah. That did get me. I will say that part did come across.
And just losing yourself in general. But again, those are things that like, it's there, but they're just not really doing a lot with it. And I think there was potential there too. And there were some cool scenes, like the part where he just randomly starts gnawing on his arm where he got the injury. That was like pretty fucking gnarly.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
You could see how that would be really scary.
Yeah.
If like I started doing that.
No.
Yeah, you're not like imagining that part.
No. Though. Well, I mean, that definitely crossed my mind in the theater. I was like, oh my God, I could not. What? Like, that's
crazy.
Yeah,
it's pretty horrifying.
Yeah.
And yeah, the way that you can see, I like the idea that he isn't just suddenly a fucking wolf man. Like, when he's trying to understand, like, what she's saying and it just sounds, like, garbled, like, mm-hmm. he just doesn't, like, that's a scary concept, too, to be, like, losing yourself like that and you're still kind of in there, you know, and watching it. Watching these changes happen.
Yeah, and I mean, the same thing's happening for her. It's like she's hearing him communicate, but none of it makes any sense. So it's like on both ends, it's like scary.
That's really the part that's like The Fly, which you haven't seen. We still really need to see that. Because that stuff, that probably works the best in the movie, I think. And it's when it's leaning into that concept, the like virus body horror concept.
Yeah.
If they had done a lot more with that, I think this would have been a way more interesting movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, it's just like all the kind of scenes that they set up, it just, again, it feels like very predictable. So it's like, you know, they run to the Jeep and they can't start it, and you're just waiting for the werewolf to attack them, and then having to run to the barn, and it's just like
Yeah.
it's a very small space to work in, and there's not a lot that they can do with it, I guess.
I don't know. I feel like they probably could have. I feel like
Yeah.
there had to be some weird, like, producer decisions or something.
I don't
I
know.
don't know. I don't want to speculate.
Maybe if they had just leaned more into the like human element, it would have
I
been,
guess.
because maybe that's part of the thing is like I can imagine there being people pushing like, oh, we need more action scenes and stuff. And I think that's the stuff that it just does the worst, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe there is like an A24 version of this that, you know, doesn't have as much action.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Yes.
Well, Robert Eggers, he's coming up with his werewolf movie. What else is there to say?
Was an okay movie, but
Yeah, and
I don't
I
know.
think we didn't even mention, I'm pretty sure, like he did Invisible Man. I think this is part of their new, like, Universal monster push,
Okay.
which they just can't fucking get this working. You know what I mean? Because that happened before. They did the Tom Cruise movie with the Mummy that was just like, cancel it all. Like, it's over now. And then they come back with Invisible Man, which was really good.
Yeah.
And I think this was supposed to be the next one, like Invisible Man, and it's like back to square one. What are we doing? I want a fucking Creature from the Black Lagoon
Oh
movie.
my God,
Like,
yeah.
why can't we get to that? They always start with like Dracula and Invisible Man. And shit. Like, let's
Gotta
get to
work
the
up.
creature. Let's start with the creature,
I know, it's
okay?
so cool.
That's what I want. You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links, and you can search for Ghost Beast Pod. You can also follow us. It's been a while. You can also follow us on Letterboxd, where we are Ghost Beast, and we have our list on there where we rank everything that we cover. It's close enough.
You got there.
Yeah.
I've seen worse movies.
Put that on
I
the box.
have.
All right. It's not a fart. This list is fucking nonsense at this point. I put it under Infested and above The Green Inferno.
That's fine.
Okay. That is number 71 on our list. And you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeats.com.
Or some deeply okay movies. Like, what? I don't know what goes in with
I
this
don't need
episode.
those recommendations. What's your favorite Universal monster movie?
Hey, that's good.
And you can follow us on TikTok, where we post short, little, bite-sized versions of this. Bye.
And Blue Sky.
And Blue Sky. Bye.